This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least another 68 people have died, and including a baby killed in Gaza. The latest bloodshed comes in a weekend that's marked some of the war's deadliest airstrikes. Health Ministry spokesman says the toll was likely to rise after the strike on a refugee camp. An AP reporter on the scene watched bodies and wounded being carried into a nearby hospital. Meanwhile, the number of Israeli soldiers killed in combat over the weekend rose to 15. As Christmas Eve fell, smoke rose over the besieged territory, while in the West Bank, Bethlehem was hushed, its holiday celebrations called off. With support for Ukraine slipping in Congress, the United States is once again struggling to assert its role in the world. Congress is not expected to return for 2 weeks while continued aid for Ukraine has nearly been exhausted. Still, congressional leaders are trying to rally members to address global challenges they say are among the most difficult in decades. In one impassioned plea, Senator Michael Bennett called on senators to see the conflict as a defining clash against democracy. Implored them to consider what it means for Ukrainians to fight of that freezing front line and not know whether we're going to come through with ammunition. Pope Francis, in a Christmas Eve homily, said that the clash of arms even today prevents Jesus from finding room in the world. He recalled Jesus' birth in a stable in Bethlehem, saying our hearts are in Bethlehem where the Prince of Peace is once more rejected by the futile logic of war. The pontiff presided over the evening mass attended by about 6,500 faithful who took their place amid the splendor of St. Peter's Basilica. This is VOA News. A charter plane sequestered in France while carrying 303 Indians to Nicaragua has been authorized to leave the airport where it has been grounded for human trafficking investigation. A lawyer for the airline says the plane would take many of the stranded passengers back to India on Monday. Passengers have been held at Paris Airport since Thursday after a dramatic police operation prompted by a tip about possible human trafficking. According to a statement from the prefecture, the seizure order for the airliner was lifted Sunday morning, and the decision makes it possible to contemplate the passengers in the waiting area being rerouted. Iran state media says Tehran has summoned Russia's charged affairs into after Moscow and Arab countries released a joint statement earlier in the week challenging Iran's claim to disputed islands in the Persian Gulf. Iran's official IRNA news agency said Sunday that Russian envoy was summoned the day before and handed a note to deliver to Moscow in which Tehran protested a statement the Sixth Arab-Russian Cooperation Forum issued in Morocco that called for a peaceful solution to resolve the conflict between Iran and the United Arab Emirates over the islands. The diplomatic spat is a rare occurrence between the two countries that have deepened their ties since Moscow invaded Ukraine, with Iran supplying Russia with killer drones. North American military assets are keeping a sharp eye on Santa's travels. The North American Aerospace Defense Command is tracking his sleigh's global movements as Christmas Day approaches from stop to stop. NORAD is a command that's responsible for protecting U.S. and Canadian airspace. But it has a jolly side, too. It has launched its NORADSanta.org website, social media sites, and mobile app loaded with games, movies, books, and music. By late Christmas Eve in Thailand, late morning Sunday in the eastern U.S., a tracker reported that Santa was en route to Burma to Tibet from Bangkok and had delivered nearly 2 billion gifts by then. NORAD's findings cannot be independently verified, of course. London police say that they have arrested a second man in the alleged theft of Banksy artwork of a stop sign decorated with military drones. Metropolitan Police said Sunday that a man in his 40s was in custody on suspicion of theft and criminal damage. Sign was taken from a street corner in South London less than an hour after the elusive street artist posted a photo of it on Friday. Video of the incident showed a man with bolt cutters removing the sign while a second man steadied the bike he stood on. Suspect in his 20s was released on bail after his arrest on Saturday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.